Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to The Last Call. This is our second podcast. Today, we'll be talking about the Seahawks versus the Niners, Monday Night Football. And, yeah, what's your opinions?
I have a lot to say about the game. Do you want to go first?
It was an exciting game. You know, I watched it full through with all the emotions, you know what I mean? But I thought it was a great game. Very entertaining. What do you think about overall, just in general, the game, how it was?
I blame this game on...
No, what do you think about the game, not what you blame the game on?
What do you mean? That's what I think.
Well, say what do you like about the game. Like,
what I liked about the game is that the defense is still the best in the league. They played well. They committed a lot of turnovers. They just played good. They played... I think this defense played the best defense other than... When they faced the Browns, I think this game they played well.
I also think the Seahawks played really good defense. You know, Clowney was all over Jimmy, all over Joe Staley, all over all those people.
You know? Clowney was running over Joe Staley and McGlinchey. They were both coming back from their injuries. I think Shanahan should have thrown in Skoll there for a couple plays, but he didn't. He stuck to Joe Staley. Joe Staley was getting smoked by Clowney. I don't know what Shanahan was thinking. I think Shanahan should have called a few more screens. The offense just wasn't really working. The run game was there.
The run game wasn't really there.
I think it was there. They didn't commit a turnover. Jimmy Garoppolo committed two fumbles, one of them that they ran back for a touchdown when they were winning 10-0, mm-hmm. which changed the whole game.
It definitely changed the speed of the game. It was all Niners, and then once that fumble happened into the touchdown, it kind of changed it.
And Emmanuel Sanders got hurt. He hurt his ribs. I don't really know, but today on NFL Network, they said that it's day by day, so I don't think it's that serious. I think he's going to come back against the Cardinals. I hope so, because the receivers didn't really step up other than Debo stepped up, but he's a rookie.
Yeah.
I think Marquise Goodwin should get out the team. He doesn't do anything. They should trade him or for sure get rid of him once the season ends. He didn't step up. Pettis didn't step up. Bourne didn't. I mean, he caught a touchdown, but he had a lot of drop balls.
Yeah, there was lots of drop balls. And, you know, Kittle wasn't there. Samuel wasn't there. And, you know. Like, it was just a bad day for the offense, you know what I mean? The Niners had to struggle through not having Kittle, not having Sanders, and there was just so many drop balls, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it was pretty bad. The offense was pretty bad, but Garoppolo for sure needs to not turn the ball over anymore. Yeah. I'm starting to get a little bit annoyed because he turns the ball over every game. It's not good enough.
Yeah.
But whatever, I'm still gonna stick to him. I still think he's good. He still has potential.
Yeah, you know. But he was overtime. He was nervous. He almost threw two picks in a row, or not in a row, but he almost threw two picks, and those
and if both he, if to he, the middle linebackers.
Yep, both. And they, if those linebackers would have caught it, that would have been game over. It was their drive, and
but at least he put them in field goal range. To not only to tie the game, but to try to win the game with that field goal. I'm not going to blame it on the rookie. Yeah. He's a rookie. He's always going to get nervous. But because if it wasn't for him, it wouldn't even gone to overtime. Yeah. So I'm not going to blame him at all. I think the offense should have scored.
But I also think the rookie could have done shot a little bit better. You know what I mean? But I don't blame it on him. I don't blame the loss on him.
I wasn't surprised when he missed. I kind of thought he was going to miss.
Yeah, he fell under pressure.
But Robbie Gould wasn't there. Yeah. But at the same time, you still don't know if he was going to make it or not. I don't like saying the what ifs.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't really care about that. And I think the only bad news about the 49ers is that if they're going to rely on Emmanuel Sanders every game, then they're pretty much screwed.
I don't think that it was all because Emmanuel Sanders. The offense was just not popping. You know, lots of people didn't step up. They were playing all rookies. You know, Jimmy Garoppolo as much. You know, he's basically still a rookie. You know what I mean? This was arguably one of his most pressure-filled matches. There was lots of...
I don't know. I don't really... Every game, there's a lot of pressure.
I think this was the game that had the most pressure, though, because...
He was under pressure all game. The O-line did not do good in protecting him. He got hit a bunch of times. And he fumbled, and those two fumbles are on him. I'm not going to blame it on the O-line.
Yeah.
Because...
He needs to secure
the ball. He just needs to not turn the ball over. You know, it's a shame how the defense played so good and the offense didn't come through for them.
Yeah, the defense won, you know... The defense gave the offense so many options, like in overtime when Russell Wilson threw that pick, which...
It was a great play.
Great play. The defense ran the play perfectly and ran it down the field. Jimmy Garoppolo just had to bring the team over, and they got stopped, and, you know...
I mean, after the game, I was really mad, but afterwards, I just calmed down, and now that I look back at it, it wasn't... I mean, they played good. I still think they're the best team in the league. They weren't going to win every single game. I just really wanted to win this game. Because now Seattle could win the division. Still don't know. The 49ers have a harder schedule than them coming up.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens. I'm really not that worried. I still think they're going to go to the playoffs, whether they win the division.
I think it was a great performance by the Niners. Even if, you know, the Niners didn't perform good and they were at their stadium. And I think, you know, they're still one of the best teams or the best team in the NFL right now. Because, you know, they were 8-0 and to be undefeated and then to go to that game where there was high pressure, you know, it was a divisional game and they lost. But they took them to overtime. They kept fighting without Kittle, Emmanuel Sanders, without their offense popping. They went out there and they fought. And, you know, I think the Seahawks also played a great game. The Seahawks were on top of their game.
I don't think so. I don't think they played a good game. I think the 49ers beat themselves. They beat themselves for sure. I don't think Seattle is on the 49ers level.
I don't think they're on their level, but, you know, Seattle still played a great game. Clowney, all those, Russell Wilson, they played a great game.
I don't think Russell Wilson played a great game.
I think
he had similar stats to Jimmy Garoppolo. He threw a pick in the red zone. Unfortunately, the offense didn't do much with it.
Yeah, but also Jimmy Garoppolo, two fumbles. One picked up to the touchdown.
And they were still in the game. They were still in the game. And it came down to
a field goal
in the last second.
Yeah. But I think Russell Wilson, you know, clutched up, you know what I mean? Overtime, when it was 3rd and 18, Russell Wilson threw a ball right to...
The Seahawks are so lucky. I think it was a lucky performance. They obviously, I guess, did good enough to win. But
Are you saying that they're lucky in all their wins?
In some wins, yeah. Every single game they won has been really close in a field goal. What happened to the 49ers? What happened to the Rams? The kicker missed a field goal to win the game, and whatever. And also, I want to call out the refs because Geno Smith called heads, and the ref said, okay, tails. And then he said, oh, it's heads. And they gave it to Seattle. I don't know why Sherman didn't say nothing about that. Maybe he didn't hear, but it's all over the internet. The ref screwed up there. I think the refs suck. Yeah. I gave them a 0 on this game. They were
0 out of 10.
It's so crazy how they can't even get the coin toss right. But whatever, I'm not.
I wouldn't blame the loss on the refs, though. You know what I mean? The 49ers still had a chance to bring it down the field.
I'm not blaming it on the refs. I just think they're really dumb. I don't think they know what to do. But I don't know. Whatever. They screw over a lot of games. They make a lot of mistakes. They didn't screw over this game, although in one of the drives at the end, Seattle was, I think, like in our 30 or 20, and the center tackled Solomon Thomas. They didn't call nothing on that. That was surprising, but whatever. I mean, they're the smart ones, so whatever. But anyways, I still think they're the best team in the league. I still think they're a Super Bowl team. I think they're going to win the division. And they had to lose one game. Unfortunately, it was this one. But
We'll see if they bounce back. You know, that will show if they're ready to learn from what they messed up on. You know what I mean? And if they come back against the Cardinals, and, you know, hit them back, and we'll see what happens in Week 17 against the Seahawks again.
Yeah, and I didn't watch ESPN or FS1 because, I mean, they were ripping the Niners, calling them fake the whole time, so I'm pretty sure they're having a big party, a big field day over there celebrating that the 49ers lost over there, probably talking a lot of shit about them. I still think they're dumb. They're really biased, or they're just mad because the 49ers were ranked. I think they ranked, the experts ranked the 49ers 25th in the league before the league started. Obviously, they're wrong, but whatever. But next week is a new week, and I think they're going to beat the Cardinals at home. The Cardinals are no joke, but I think
the Niners aren't a joke.
I think the 49ers are going to win.
Yeah.
They have to win this game. Because if they go 2-2 in the division and we tie with Seattle at the end, Seattle's going to win division and we're going to be a wildcard team. And I don't want to do that or see that.
Well, we'll see if the 49ers bounce back against the Cardinals. You know, they have a tough schedule ahead of them, and we'll see what happens Week 17 against the Seahawks. And we just have to wait and see to see what happens.
We'll see what happens. Our next podcast will be on our predictions.
Week 11.
Our, maybe even our scores. What we think.
Yeah.
And then maybe talk a little bit of basketball or something. Try to switch it up a little bit, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah, but for sure tomorrow or Thursday, we'll talk about week 11. We'll talk about our predictions about week 11. And thank you for listening. Bye.